This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Chhattisgarh, 27 Naxalites have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Abujmard area of Narayanpur district today. A top leader of Naxalites is also reported to have been killed in the encounter. Security personnel recovered the bodies of the killed Naxalites from the spot. More from our correspondent.
A team of District Reserve Guard of Narayanpur, Dantewada, Bijapur and Kondagaon districts of Chhattisgarh started a joint operation 2 days ago after receiving intelligence input of the presence of a large number of Maoists and a top cadre of Naxalites in Abujmard area. The encounter between Naxalites and security forces continues since this morning. A top leader of Naxalites, CPI Maoist General Secretary Basav Raju, is also reported to have been killed in this encounter. A reward of 1 crore rupees was declared on him. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Raipur.
Home Minister Amit Shah has termed today's operation against Maoists in Chhattisgarh as a landmark achievement in the battle to eliminate Naxalism. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said in the operation in Narayanpur, security forces have neutralized 27 dreaded Maoists, including Nambala Keshav Rao, alias Basavaraju. He was the General Secretary of CPI Maoist topmost leader and the backbone of the Naxal movement. The Home Minister noted that this is the first time in 3 decades of India's battle against Naxalism that a General Secretary-ranked leader has been neutralized by the nation's forces. He applauded the brave security forces and agencies for this major breakthrough. An all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha today left for a five-nation visit as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor and to further expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. The delegation will visit Indonesia, Malaysia, the Republic of Korea, Japan and Singapore to project the country's resolute approach to combat terrorism in all its forms. Talking to the media before the departure of the delegation in New Delhi, Mr. Jha said terrorism is a part of Pakistan's state policy and they will tell the world how Islamabad has been sponsoring terrorism.
आतंकवाद जो है वो पाकिस्तान की स्टेट पॉलिसी है इनके नकाब को उतारना वहां से कोई दो चार लोग ऐसे नहीं आते हैं पूरा स्टेट उसको स्पॉन्सर करता है पूरा थ्राइव करता है स्टेट के सपोर्ट से इस बात को पूरे दुनिया में जाकर के बताना ऐसा नहीं होगा कि हमारे यहां आकर के टेररिस्ट एक्टिविटी करते रहिए और उसको हम झेलते रहेंगे.
Another delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde will also embark on a visit to the UAE, Liberia, the Democratic Republic of Congo and Sierra Leone today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that tomorrow is a landmark day for India's railway infrastructure. In a social media post, he said the Amrit stations will boost comfort, connectivity and celebrate the country's glorious culture. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate 103 Amrit Bharat stations tomorrow with modern amenities. The centre has issued notice to cab aggregator Uber over the issue of advance tip and sought an explanation from the platform. In a social media post, Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi said the practice of advance tip is deeply concerning and such actions fall under unfair trade practices. Taking cognizance of this practice, the minister had asked the Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, to look into it. CCPA has issued a notice to Uber in this regard. The combined index of 8 core industries, ICI, expanded by 0.5% in April this year compared to the same period a year ago, according to a government release on Tuesday. The index measures production of 8 core industries and constitutes about 2/5 of the country's industrial production. The southwest monsoon is likely to arrive early this year, with the India Meteorological Department, IMD, forecasting monsoon onset over Kerala during the next 3 to 4 days. IMD said conditions are favourable for the monsoon onset over Kerala 5 days ahead of its usual date of the 1st of next month. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians will face Delhi Capitals at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai today at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.